Welcome back to Portals. I am your host, Lauren Courtney. Thank you for dropping in with me. Now, today we are going to dive into a topic that has been on my mind for some time. Yet I just wasn't ready to talk about it. And through Instagram, I really got an opportunity this week because Instagram created a feature where you can delete all of the bot and non-active followers. And that's exactly what I did. So drop in with me into this portal as I tell you the story of how I even got to this space. So about a year ago, I took some time off from seeing clients to focus on writing. If you don't know, let me tell you, I used to be a chef and I am very much cooking again. You can find more of that on Glow Up Your Chakras, my Instagram there. I am focused on being a chakra chef. It is who I am. It's always who I was. Yet it was a part of me that I quite literally put on the back burner for some time. I didn't even know if I would ever cook again in the capacity that I once did. And after my grandmother passed about 2 years ago, she came through to me very clearly and told me, it's time. For about 9 years, I had been wanting to write a cookbook, but I never did it. I put much more focus on building my business and clients and holding space for others. And I never took the time to write the book as well. There were moments where I'd do bits and pieces, but then I would walk away from it. And after her passing, it became very clear to me it was time. So I took 6 months off from seeing clients and I got really focused on writing. And it felt so fucking good. It felt so good to share my story in this way about my life when I was a chef. I worked with clients recovering from food, drug, and alcohol addiction in New York City in high-end recovery homes. And after that, I started my own meal delivery service in New York as well. And it wasn't until my best friend passed away that I left my life as a chef and entered into the world of healing. And I've talked about that on previous episodes, so I won't dive much further into it. What I will share, though, is it is a part of me. So I began to write. My story came out. The reason that I believe in eating for your intuition, because I went to school many years ago to be a holistic health coach, and I studied many different modalities, many different dietary theories, as we called them, from the blood type diet to veganism, Ayurveda, you name it, we studied it. And while they're all beautiful things, in a sense, they're limiting because you're on a diet. And I don't believe in diets. It's too much duality for me. And fuck duality. I'm over that shit. It's a thing of the past. It's no longer in the paradigm that I live in. What is in the paradigm that I live in is eating for your intuition, not to be confused with intuitive eating, but eating for your intuition. Feeding your chakras. It's what I've always believed in. I always believed in a lot of colors. But back when I was a chef in New York City, I had no idea why. It was very subconscious. But as I awakened, as I learned Reiki and studied all of the things I've studied, it made sense. So all of these things got poured into my book, from mindset to the chakras, to how sound affects our food. I poured it out. And then I hired an editor to help me with a book proposal and to edit the document I had already written, knowing that there was still more to do. And the next step was, do I want to find a publisher or do I want to self-publish? And at the time, my intuition was very much telling me to hold space for a publisher. So my editor I worked with started sending the book around to some potential publishers as well as agents. And the one thing I heard back many times was, you need a larger following on social media. At the time, I had around, I don't know, maybe 14 or 15,000 on Instagram, which to me, that's a beautiful number. My community is engaged. I love you all. So, like, you guys listening to this, I appreciate you so much. And with that, over and over, that's what I heard. If you want to go the traditional route of publishing, you need to have more followers. So I sat with it for some time. What was the step that I wanted to take? Because I don't always like to do things traditionally. As we've talked about, I'm a 3-5 in human design. I do shit my way. Yet I felt called to follow this traditional path. So I did some research. I asked around about social media companies and I landed with one. I'm not going to name their name. They've actually since changed names. And I had a call with them and they told me how the engagement process worked that they did, that I would provide them with a list of places, a list of different influencers, a list of different accounts, different companies that I believed had my similar target audience. And what they would do is engage with these communities. So on that, I said yes. And I signed the only option, a 1-year contract. Within 3 weeks of beginning, I noticed that I was getting an upswing in followers. And they weren't trickling in like normal followers. I would wake up to 100 new followers or 200 new followers. And if I'm honest, it didn't feel good at all. It felt really uncomfortable. And I also felt like there was something for me to learn there. So I reached out and had a call, told them to lower the followers. I didn't want so many fake accounts. Even though I was being told by the publishing world, hey, in order to get a traditional publishing deal, you're going to need more followers. And this happens a lot, right? There's a lot of industries where you might need more followers because the outside world that isn't as connected as spiritually as I am and you here listening to this are, really cares about the vanity metrics. It really cares what things look like on the outside. When we, in fact, know what's important is our truth and what's on the inside. So I had them turn off most of the features. I had them to continue with the engagement in terms of likes. I had them turn off these fake comments that were being made. Every time I would know there was a fake comment and it would drain me, is the best way I could say it. It drained me. It made me uncomfortable. I don't like to pretend. It's different to play and fantasy, but this was very much reality and it was a false reality. It was not real. And guess what? Many influencers and people you follow on social media have likely engaged in this before. As a matter of fact, my most recent post on Instagram, I talked about this and quite a few people came forward and also said that they had a similar experience. So if you ever feel like your numbers aren't high enough and how is this person growing and I'm not, no, there might be a little secret that they're not telling. And one day, maybe they will. And one day, maybe they won't. But I'm here to tell you my truth. So after a month or two, I was really uncomfortable and asked to get out of my contract. I was told no. I was told it was not possible. And I was paying somewhere around $798, I believe, a month. So not a cheap pill to swallow. Yes, right? Our lessons often cost us something. So if that's all it cost me over the 9 months, then that's what it cost me to learn this lesson about my truth and authenticity. So I had them turn off most of the features, and I continued to pay the bill. That was until they started commenting again from my account without my approval or authorization. And I actually never would have known, except a man slid into my DMs, a man I didn't know, and it was a flirty message. Those are not things I typically receive on Instagram, quite honestly. With that, I knew something was up. So I went to his page and saw that he had a pinned post and it was located in Miami. And I looked. Apparently, I had liked that post. And apparently, I had written, "Nice photo." The photo was simply a picture of this man's face. So, of course, he went into my DMs to shoot his shot. He thought I had done the exact same thing. This right there was a violation for me. That was it. I reached out to the company. I told them I would call my credit card company. I told them if I needed to, I would call a lawyer. And I told them I expected to be out of my contract by the end of the week. It took a little work, but I got out of it at 9 months. 9 months. That's how long this lesson lasted. 9 months. And at the same time, I had decided to slow down my process with the book because I'd been asking the universe for signs. God, why am I writing a cookbook? No one even knows I'm a chef. I haven't been a chef in 7 years. Why would anyone want this book that I am being called to write? Shortly after, I started getting jobs as a chef again. Nothing on my Instagram about me being a chef, simply the community in my life that knew me and knew my abilities began to reach out, hiring me for high-end retreats, for one-on-one clients, for celebrity clients, whatever it was. I started getting some calls and I started cooking again. And I leaned away from the book and I focused on cooking. I focused on my truth. I focused on who I am. And finally, I got out of the contract, as I said. But what happened was I was left with a ton of bought and not engaged followers. And while I could have kept all of them, and no one really would have known, I knew. And I am not here again to create a false reality. I am here to live in my truth. I am here to share my lessons with other people. That is literally part of my human design, to learn my lessons and then teach them when I'm integrated and ready to teach them. And that's why it took some time for me to share this. Because recently Instagram came up with a very easy solution. When you click on your followers, there's now something there that says potential spam. And I had about 5,000 potential spam accounts following me. 5,000. If you look at yours and you've never done something like this, you probably have a few hundred. I had 5,000. Now, that's not a small number. And I knew that once I hit the delete button, All of those numbers, those vanity metrics were going to go away. And I said, fuck it. Let's fucking do it. Let's fucking do it. So I did. About 7 days ago. And it's taken some time, but all of those accounts are now cleared out. And as they're cleared out, now I can share my truth. I could share the experience that I had. And I want to share it so no one else goes through this. So everyone can realize that it's not about the vanity metrics. It's about your truth. It's about your heart. It's about your words. It's about your story. Whether one person listens to this podcast and receives the wisdom that they need, or 500 people, or 5,000, or 5 million, it doesn't matter as long as it reaches the people it's meant to reach. And a bot or a non-engaged follower is not my ideal target demographic or market. I don't need likes for my ego. What I need is to help people come back to their truth the same way I get to continuously come back to my truth. And that is why I'm sharing this. Because it's important to know that there is a lot of fucking bullshit in this world. There is a lot of smoke and mirrors. And all we can do is be our most authentic selves. The more authentic and honest we are, the more we create that opportunity and space for the people around us to also live in their truth and their authenticity. Because it's a vibration. People can feel that. And the last thing I want people to do is come to my social media page where I am the one creating the content. I am the one writing the words. And feel that there's something amiss. So I am sharing my truth. I'm letting it all out. And now you know why some of my reels hit really high numbers over the last year and some of my posts hit really high numbers. And now my engagement is more even. It's healthy. It's growing in the way that it is meant to. Because again, I'm not here for duality. I'm not here for vanity. I'm here for truth. I'm here for honesty. I'm here for love. I don't care about the numbers. I care about the souls that I get to touch. Numbers mean nothing to me. It's similar to like the number on a scale. No longer does that define me. And they're, even though so different, for me, so deeply related. We live in a world that was for a long time very black and white. My world was very black and white. And as I've continued to grow and heal and expand and come out of that black and white and find the oneness within myself, my business has also gone through that and found oneness within itself. And this was simply another area that I got to learn, grow, and explore in so I could have a beautiful lesson and learning that just like money will never be the actual thing that makes me happy. Money provides me with opportunity and I love money and money will continue to bless me in all of the ways that money wants to bless me. And I receive money in every way it wants to show up in every form. As Margaret Lynch says in her Tapping, cash, checks, and credit cards, I will take money in all of the forms. And with that, money doesn't make me happy. The numbers on a scale don't make me happy. The numbers of followers I have, that doesn't make me happy. But once upon a time, these were things that I thought mattered because of the duality of this world and that I lived in. And as I've transcended that, as I've come to neutrality, as I've alchemized it, I know without a shadow of a doubt what truly matters. And the vanity means nothing to me. It's the number of souls and hearts that I get to touch that mean the world to me. So that is my truth. That is my story of what I experienced through a social media engagement company. And I hope that you understand that you don't need any of this BS. Let my $798 a month for 9 months be the lesson that costs you nothing. Wow. The freedom we get to feel when we tell our truths and we're honest. Ugh. It is so good to be free. Thank you for tuning in with me. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of my journey. If you are interested in ways in which you can work with me, there is a class coming up this Thursday, my throat chakra upgrade. You can access the link on my website as well as in my Instagram bio. I will also be opening up my Glow Up membership. We do weekly calls every Monday. I'll be opening the doors back up in March. There are an incredible 38 women in the group right now, and you'll get to join them, and you'll have access to 52 weeks of live healings, live coaching with me, as well as a backlog of all of the recordings that have already taken place. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram at @IamLaurenCourtney. I love to hear from you. I'd love to hear how this resonated with you. Thank you for being a part of my world. Thank you for being a part of my community. I love you, and it's an honor to get to show up and serve each and every day. Thank you for joining me in this portal, and I will see you again soon.